presents Proctor Radio Production, One for the Money. Seven quiz contestants seated straight as sticks. One missed a question, and then there were six. Six quiz contestants, still quite alive. Another failed to answer, and then there were five. Five little, four little, three little, two little contestants, still in the fun. Along came a question, and then there was one. One for the money. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Proctor Radio Productions brings you the new action-packed, exciting variety quiz program, One for the Money. On stage is a gigantic wheel of fortune and seven contestants seated at a round table. We start the wheel spinning, and when the wheel stops at a number from 1 to 7, the contestant with that same number must give us the answer to our problem. The first one who answers incorrectly will be eliminated, and we'll start our second round of problems with six contestants, and continue to eliminate a contestant in each round until only one is left. The one for the money, who will win $1,000. And now I'd like you to meet our master of ceremonies, Mel Allen!
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Each of our seven contestants will now pick a sweepstakes number from the crystal bowl right here on stage. For every number picked from the bowl, there are 10 persons in the studio audience holding corresponding sweepstakes numbers. The contestant who becomes the one for the money will win $1,000, and each of the 10 persons holding the same sweepstakes number will receive $100. All right, now, number one is Private Josias. You're number one. Will you pick a sweepstakes number, please?
424.
424. Number one, and the sweepstakes number is 424. All right. Number two, Ms. McDermott. Will you pick one, please?
425.
425. That's the sweepstakes number for number two. And now number three, Mrs. Rothner. What's your sweepstakes number?
423.
423. And move along now to number four, Mrs. Holland.
434.
434 is a sweepstakes number there. And we move along now to Mr. Bachman, number five. What's your sweepstakes number?
410.
410. How many of you people out there in the audience like that one? Let me hear you.
Yay!
Yes, sir. All right, we move along to number six, Mr. Theologus.
433.
433. All right, and number seven, Mr. Jackman.
422.
422. All right. There are the numbers of the contestants and the corresponding sweepstakes numbers held by members of the audience right here in our studio. And now we're ready to start the game with seven contestants. In this round, Ray Block and his orchestra will play a group of songs. Now be ready to tell us the name of the song when the wheel stops at your number. You'll know, you'll hear the Wheel of Fortune spinning a merry tune in the background. And remember, the more rounds you stay, the more money you take away. Okay, Ray, let's have the downbeat. Spinning, and it stops at number two. Number two is Ms. McDermott. What's the name of that song? Ms. McDermott? What was the name?
Blue Skies.
Blue Skies, you're absolutely right. Let's give Ms. McDermott a nice hand. She wins that one. Ms. McDermott. Ms. McDermott, tell me, please, ma'am, are you a housewife?
Yes, I am.
You married?
I'm a widow.
And do you have any children?
Yes, I have a daughter, son-in-law, and three grandchildren.
Oh, that's wonderful. Three grandchildren. Are they all musically inclined like you?
Well, I'm not musically inclined, but I have a granddaughter. The oldest one is a concert pianist, and the 15-year-old is a concert violinist. So
and that's how you knew the number that was just played was Blue Skies.
Popular music is not very well understood in the family. They do mostly...
Well, you understand it all right. Okay, Ray, let's go along. This time, the Wheel of Fortune stops at number three. That's Mrs. Rothner. What's the name of that, Ms. Rothner?
Chababa
Chababa. Chababa Chababa, that's right. All seven contestants are still alive. Ray, let's go along. Aha. wheel is spinning and our contestants look like they hope the number stops on their number. And it stops on number five. Number five is Mr. Bachman. What's the name of that, Mr. Bachman?
Red Silk Stockings.
Red Silk Stockings. You're absolutely right. That's a very good answer. Mr. Bachman? Mr. Bachman, how did you know that that was the name of that number?
Well, I've heard it on the air before.
Have you ever seen Red Silk Stockings? How about the green perfume? All right. You ever seen the green perfume?
Well, I have, yes.
Which do you like best, the green perfume or some other color?
I like some other color.
Other colors? Well, after all, in the final analysis, it's the aroma that counts. Great. Let's have some aromatic music. The Wheel of Fortune stops at number two. Back to Mrs. McDermott. Mrs. McDermott, what was that one? Hurry, Mrs. McDermott.
Something down in Cuba.
You're almost in there. Hurry. What?
The Rumba down in Cuba.
The what?
Rumba down in Cuba.
Oh, you're not quite. Just come on. It's something down in Cuba. Oh, come on, Mrs. McDermott. Come on, Mrs. McDermott. You almost had it. Gee, I hate to take it away from you. You're so close. I'm sorry, Mrs. McDermott. It was When Yuba Plays the Tuba down in Cuba. It was a wonderful try, but don't feel too badly. We're going to give you $25 for lasting through the first round.
With six quiz contestants still quite alive, our famous personality round may make it five.
Now, you six contestants going for the money. This is our famous personality round. Now, on your toes, remember, $1,000 riding on the outcome. There's six of you left out of the starting seven. On your toes, because there's no telling when that wheel of fortune will stop or where it will stop or what number. So listen now. Who is this famous personality?
Gentlemen of the press, I've called this conference for just one reason. Sure, they're investigating me, but I've got a little investigating of my own I want done. They don't think my flying boat will fly. Well, I'm going to fool them. I'm going to take that airplane down to Washington and let it loose in the Senate. All the hot air they've got there, my plane will be sure to fly.
And there goes that wheel. And she stops at number seven. Quickly now, number seven is Mr. Jackman. Who is that famous personality?
Howard
no coaching
Hughes.
For the audience. Howard Hughes. That's absolutely right. Yes, sir. Howard Hughes. You're certainly up on your famous personalities. Well, will we still have six contestants left after this famous personality? Listen carefully, folks.
Hello? Hello? A party? I see. Yes, I'll be glad to arrange it for you. Call tomorrow, will you? Bye-bye.
Look, the editor wants your column. He sent me all the way down here to get it.
Just a second, dear boy. Hello? Hello, you're on my party line. Oh, how are you, darling? Yes, I'll throw a party for you. Of course I'll call you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Look, the column. What about it?
See who it is, will you, dear boy?
All right.
So much to do. One wants me to go to Europe, the other to Bermuda. So much to do.
Oh, my sweet. How are you? When are you throwing another party, darling?
The column. What about the column?
Oh, so much to do.
So much to do, and the Wheel of Fortune is on number one. Number one, that's Private Josias. Who was that famous personality?
Please quiet down. Did that sound like Maisie on the radio show?
Oh, no, sir. I'm terribly sorry. I'm awfully sorry, Private Josias. That wasn't Maisie on the radio. That was Elsa Maxwell.
Oh.
I'm sorry that you missed Private Josias, but as your prize for lasting two rounds, you receive $50.
Now there are five quiz contestants waiting for more. Some questions about movies could leave us four.
Yes, five contestants now going for the money. And they're all getting ready for our movie round, and we're all waiting to see who will be the one for the money. Two have already been eliminated. There are five left. All right, tell us what movie this phone conversation is all about.
Oh, look, Jenny. Never mind explaining the picture to Ruthie on the phone. Let her see it herself.
Just a second, dear. Will you get... Ruthie, I tell you, it's out of this world.
Will you get off the phone?
Ah, he thinks like $1 million. He just lets himself go.
Will you let go of the phone,
he's
please?
He's such a young fella, but the way he knocks himself up, he's on his knees half the time.
Look, I'm down on mine. Will you hang up already?
And Ruthie, she walks out on him. That I still don't believe. He was making a fortune.
So's the telephone company.
You know, they had a good idea in that picture. If they used my voice and someone else's look, it'd be a smash hit.
All right, sir, the Wheel of Fortune points to number 7. Number 7, that's Mr. Jackman. You've already come up with one good answer tonight, Mr. Jackman, and this one ought to be just as easy. What was that movie? Come on, Mr. Jackman. Gee whiz, $1,000 is riding on the outcome. You got to stay in here.
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. Think real hard. I'll give you another chance. I hate to see you get out of there because you've been doing so well.
Sound of wolf in there? Was it a wolf?
I'm sorry, no, sir. That's not the right answer. The answer is the Jolson story. Remember?
Yeah.
But you lasted 3 rounds, Mr. Jackman, and we're giving you $75. So thanks for being with us.
With only 4 contestants left for us to see, Ray will play some music, and perhaps we'll then have 3.
Yes, sir. Now it's 4 for the money. 3 contestants have already been eliminated in this terrific drive for that $1,000. 4 contestants going for that grand prize of $1,000. All right, time now to face the music again. Songs by Ray Block and the orchestra. All right, contestants, each of these tunes that you're going to hear has the name of some specific place in its title. Now, starting out from New York City, in what direction would you have to go in order to reach the place mentioned in the title of each song? Have you got that? We're going to play a song. In the title is the name of a place. You name the song and then tell us in what direction you'd have to go starting out from New York City to reach that place. Okay, start that Wheel of Fortune and let's have the first tune, Ray. And it stops on number 5. Number 5 is Mr. Bachman. How about it?
St. Louis Blues.
St. Louis Blues, that's absolutely right. And in what direction would you have to go to St. Louis from New York?
West.
West is right. Let's go, Ray. East, west, north, or south? Oh, every one of these contestants looks mighty happy about this one. They're hoping that number will be there as the Wheel of Fortune spins and it stops on number 5, that's right. Back to you again, Mr. Bachman.
California.
California what?
Here I come.
That's right. Here we come. And here comes that $1,000 if you keep staying in there like that, too. Do you think you'll be able to keep going like that, Mr. Bachman?
I hope so.
You're not a musician by chance, are you?
Slightly.
What do you mean by slightly?
I played it one time.
You played what?
Trumpet.
The trumpet? You mean like Harry James?
Well, no.
Like Charlie Spivak?
No.
Classical music?
Oh, just in high school.
Oh, just in high school. He doesn't play any kind of music, just in high school. How long have you been out of high school, Mr. Bachman?
9 years.
That should make you about 14
just
years
about,
old.
Just about that age.
How old are you?
27.
That's right. I like to hear a man speak up and tell his age. Ladies don't
well,
often
I've got
do
nothing
that.
To
Where
hide.
Are you from, Mr. Bachman?
Long Island.
And what is your profession?
I'm in the insurance business.
Oh, I see.
I'm looking
he
at
knows it. His music, all right. All right, Mr. Bachman, you're in there pretty good. You're doing a wonderful job. Now, you got 3 other contestants going with you. There goes that Wheel of Fortune spinning again, and here is Ray Block. Oh, these contestants are really getting excited now. They're watching that wheel. There she goes. It stops at number 5. Right back to Mr. Bachman again. Oh, the goddess of fortune is trying to smile on you tonight, Mr. Bachman. What's the name of that?
Rio.
Not entirely. Quiet, audience, please. You sweepstakes winners out there, or they're the sweepstakes holders, you're trying to coach. No coaching left.
That's flying down to Rio.
Flying down to Rio. Have you ever been down to Rio, Mr. Bachman?
No, not yet.
If you win that $1,000, you might go down there, mightn't you?
I very well might.
What will you do with the $1,000 if you get it?
It's hard to say right now.
But you might fly down to Rio.
I might.
All right, we still have four contestants. Ray Block and the boys are all set to go, and so is the Wheel of Fortune. This time, the number is not five, but four, Mrs. Holland. Mrs. Holland, what is the name of that song?
Isle of Capri.
The Isle of Capri, and tell me this. In what direction would you have to go from New York City to reach the Isle of Capri? Come now.
The Isle of Capri?
Yes,
that
ma'am.
That would be east.
East is absolutely right. That's wonderful. Great, East Coast is tough to stump. Let's see what we can do this time. Four terrific contestants, and this time... it is number six. That's Mr. Theologus.
Southeast Mexico.
Now, wait a minute. What's the name of the song first? Name of the song first, Mr. Theologus.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, that's right. I think you're right. You mean you don't know?
No.
If you don't know, it's really going to be ay, ay, ay for you. Your direction is almost right.
South, wait a minute, southwest.
First of all, we got to know the name of the song, Mr. Theologus. You can't put the cart before the horse.
How about Brazil? Something south of the border.
Oh, you heard somebody out in the audience say that. You don't know, do you, Mr. Theologus?
No, I'd say southwest, though.
I'm terribly sorry. It was Minnie from Trinidad, and you'd have to go south. Terribly sorry, Mr. Theologus. You went the halfway mark with us, though, and that's worth $100. Let's give him a nice hand for a great try, everybody.
Three quiz contestants are only a few, and with this round on history, there'll only be two.
Yes, sir. It's three going for the money with historical events as our subject now. You know, this is a mighty tough race tonight, so don't any of you people feel too badly about dropping out. But you'll feel a lot better if you don't have to drop out. Historical events now is our subject. Three contestants left $1,000 to the winner. Let the wheel keep spinning and tell us what historical event this is.
I'm sorry, sir, but I've been sailing these schooners all my life. Your invention won't work.
But it will, Captain. The day of the sailing vessel is gone. After all, this is 1807.
I still say you're wrong. To prove I'm a fair-minded man, I'll come watch your demonstration. Well, I'll be hornswoggled, sir. Your invention works.
I knew it would, Captain.
Roberts, you'll go down in history for this.
And now the Wheel of Fortune stops at number four. That's Mrs. Holland. Mrs. Holland, you from Georgia, aren't you? Name the historical event, please.
Would that be Fulton?
Well, don't ask me.
Robert
I'm asking you.
Fulton?
Robert Fulton what?
The steamship.
The steamboat. That's close
That's
enough.
Right.
Robert Fulton's steamboat of 1807. Yes, ma'am. You're doing mighty fine. What part of Georgia are you from, Miss Holland?
Macon, Georgia. Bibb County, Macon, Georgia.
Bibb County, Macon,
That's
Georgia.
That's where they have some nice,
yes,
red clay country.
How's the watermelon down there, Miss Holland?
I'll have you walk with your shoes on when you go down there sometime.
I just like to walk around barefoot in the watermelon field. All right, I'm going to be able to get back at you, let me tell you that. We're going to come up in this Wheel of Fortune, going to stop at your number, and you better be mighty sharp. $1,000 riding on the outcome, and now tell us the name of this historical event that these people are talking about.
Paul, there's men here from the government.
Well, I ain't done nothing.
No one said you did. They just want some advice.
What kind?
They said you've been in this territory up north quite a while now. They told me the government has a chance to buy it from the country who owns it now.
Well, tell them to buy it. It's the biggest bargain our country can get.
Why?
You know why. There's gold in them thar hills.
And the Wheel of Fortune stops this time at number three. That's Mrs. Rothner. What about that? There's gold waiting for you, Mrs. Rothner, if you give us the right answer and stay in the running for the $1,000. What was that historical event?
The gold rush of 1848?
No, I'm terribly sorry. I'll give you just one more shot at it. You're this close to that thousand. I hate to just say that's all too abruptly. Give you one more chance at it.
Well, is it the gold rush to California?
No, ma'am. That's the same thing you just told me.
Oh, it isn't.
You're such a charming lady. Where are you from, Miss Rothman?
Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn. How about that? Are you a Dodger rooter?
I said yes.
Oh, she said yes. Well, let's give her a nice hand for that anyway.
Okay.
No other signs of recognition. I'm terribly sorry, Mrs. Rothner. That historical event was the purchase of Alaska in 1867. And you came close to the grand prize. I mean awfully close. Close enough to earn yourself $125 for staying five rounds.
Now with just two contestants left in the fun, let's have a round on news events to see who'll be the one.
Yes, sir. This is it, friends. We're right down to the wire with $1,000 waiting for the winner. All but two people have been eliminated from the original seven. And in our studio audience, rooting for their favorites, are the lucky people holding the two remaining numbers. And those numbers are, to keep our studio audience right up to date, are number 434 and number 410. Okay, the lucky people in the audience hold those two sweepstakes numbers. And our two contestants still left are numbers 4 and 5. Now, if the sweepstakes holders in the audience, if their contestant becomes the one for the money, the Proctor Radio Sweepstakes will pay 10 of them, each $100. But now, let's hear our round of current events questions.
I tell you, you got bats in the belfry. There ain't no such thing.
But I saw them. I saw them up in the sky.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
There goes that wheel. It's a spinning. And it stops on number 5. Number 5 is Mr. Bachman. What was that current event, Mr. Bachman?
The flying disc.
The flying disc or flying saucers. He's absolutely right. Oh, right there. We're really moving along. We're getting mighty close now. Two people with the very same idea to be the one for the money. So which will it be? Maybe this next current event will decide. Let's listen.
Joe, did you hear the news? They're going to make him president of the university.
Well, why so surprised? With all those veterans in college, they need a general to keep order.
Oh! And it's number 4 this time, Mrs. Holland. What is that current event, Mrs. Holland? $1,000? Beg pardon?
Is that Stillwell?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. What did you say, Mrs. Holland? Don't look at the audience. No coaching, please. Let's be fair about this. What did you say, Mrs. Holland?
I'll tell you, when I hear this, I don't hear it too loud.
All right, I'll tell you what it was. Here's what happened in this current event. Helen said, Joe, did you hear the news? They're going to make him president of the university. And Joe said, why so surprised? With all those veterans in college, they need a general to keep order.
That's Eisenhower at Columbia.
Absolutely right. General Eisenhower in Columbia University. Oh, brother, you almost lost that $1,000 right there, Mrs. Holland.
I can't hear so plain.
Well, you ought not come from so far down in Georgia. You'd hear much better, Mrs. Holland.
All right.
All right. You and Mr. Bachman now are coming right down to the stretch. Coming right down to the stretch. So watch that wheel of fortune when it stops, and here comes our next current event.
Good evening, members of the radio audience. I'm speaking to you from the Library of Congress, where this evening an eagerly awaited event is about to take place. Now, after many years, we are being given the chance to read the personal papers of a great president. Mr. Carl Sandburg, the eminent writer and historian, is here with us. And in just a very few minutes, he will speak to us.
Oh, brother. And here we are, number 4. That's Mrs. Holland. What current event is that, Mrs. Holland? $1,000 riding on the outcome of this. Mrs. Holland is thinking deeply. Oh, Mrs. Holland, $1,000.
Is that the Sandburg?
What? Sandburg, did you say?
Carl Sandburg.
Well, the gentleman mentioned Mr. Carl Sandburg, the eminent writer and historian, is here with us. Just a few minutes, he will speak to us.
Is that from the United Nations?
No, I'm terribly sorry. Not the United Nations. Not the United Nations, Mrs. Holland. I'll give you another chance. Gee whiz, when you come right down to the wire. Well, we got to give everybody a chance. We want to be very sportsmanlike about it. Mrs. Holland, Mr. Bachman will come right down to the wire. If you were up here trying to win $1,000, you wouldn't want to be dismissed so abruptly. Mrs. Holland, think hard now. Think very hard. I'm speaking to you from the Library of Congress, where this evening an eagerly awaited event is about to take place. After many years, we're going to be given the chance to read the personal papers of a great president. Mr. Carl Sandburg, the eminent writer and historian, is here with us.
Is it all about Roosevelt?
No, I'm terribly sorry, Mrs. Holland. I do wish you could have gotten that one. You've certainly been a grand contestant. You failed to answer correctly. What? No, ma'am, I'm sorry. I can't give you any more opportunities. You failed to answer what are we going to do here? What are we going to do? Should we let her have it? What do you say? Let her have it? Okay, we'll let her have it, and we'll go to the next round. We give Mrs. Holland a chance. Where's your sportsmanship? Let's have some hands. Let me hear you. All right, Mrs. Holland. The audience has to let you have one more chance, so we're going to do it. All right, just a moment. Mrs. Holland came in and gave us the answer just in the nick of time. Now we're going to give her one more chance. Tell us, please, what event is this? What event is this? Here's your last chance. What event is this? The Wheel of Fortune is beginning to spin.
All Scandinavia is rejoicing on this, the 75th birthday of the beloved king of the proud country of...
And it stops on Mrs. Holland again. Now, Mrs. Holland, what is that? Very quickly.
The King George of England?
No, ma'am, I'm terribly sorry. You're out. The winner is Mr. Backman. He's the one for the money. The correct answer was King Haakon VII of Norway. Terribly sorry, Mrs. Holland, and congratulations to you, Mr. Bachman. To our runner-up, Mrs. Holland, goes $150 for lasting into the final round, and to our winner, the one for the money, Mr. Bachman, goes the grand prize of $1,000. And now, to clean out our treasure chest completely, we're giving $100 apiece to the 10 lucky people in our studio audience, holding the winning number of 410. Who's got it? I got them stepping up. Let me hear from the hands. Let me see them. Here come the people up for their number 410. 10 of them coming up, and we're giving the money away. Well, that does it for tonight, friends. We've given away a grand total of $2,525. Next week, same time, same station, we're going to start all over again. Who knows? You may be the one for the money. Now, you take care of your health, and we'll take care of your wealth. Until then, this is Mel Allen wishing you luck and hoping you become the one for the money.
One for the Money is a Bernard J. Parker production and was recorded in the studios of the Columbia Broadcasting System on Saturday, August 16th, 1947. This is George Petrie, and this is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.